with you just because you gave me back the remote when I asked for it. Lonnie loves silly reasons men give to have makeup sex. You're mad because he owes you money. He suggests makeup sex to pay you back. You're mad because you worked all day while he was at home lying on the couch eating Cheetos. He suggests makeup sex to demonstrate that he was conserving his energy for sex. You're mad because you checked his phone and saw he made a call to his ex. He suggests makeup sex to make sure you hear him scream your name instead of hers. You're mad because he went to the strip club. He suggests makeup sex to prove Sparkle didn't give him a happy ending. Dear Lonnie, my ex-boyfriend and I recently started seeing each other again, but while we were broken up, I did a lot of things. Uh-oh. And when I say a lot of things, I mean a lot of guys. Should I confess now or cross my fingers and hope he never finds out? Signed, sold my oats and then some. Woohoo! Dear Oats, honey, leave the confessions for the Dr. Phil show. This is real life and you should keep your mouth shut. Let me tell you why. Now, I'm sure you chowed down on your man buffet because you were lonely and missing your boyfriend. And if your man ever finds out, I suggest that's exactly what you tell him. But hopefully, he won't find out, and you won't need to tell him anything at all. Still, if I were you, I'd see my doctor for a checkup. If not, you could end up like my friend Tammy. A while ago, Tammy and her man had a big fight over Tammy's cooking. She was horrible. She was so mad, she ended the relationship. A few nights later, Tammy got lonely and hungry because she really couldn't cook, so she went to IHOP for some midnight pancakes. While she was there, Tammy started flirting with the man at the next table. One thing led to another, and the two of them ended up having a crazy syrup-filled one-night stand in the backseat of her car. A few days later, Tammy's ex called her to apologize, and the two of them got back together. Her boyfriend would have been none the wiser, except IHOP dude had gifted Tammy with a terrible case of crabs, which she gave to a man. Tammy tried to pass it off by saying she picked up the bugs at culinary school. It's part of the recipe, she insisted, but her man wasn't buying it, and they had to break up all over again. What you did while you were broken up really isn't any of your man's business. You don't owe him a detailed account of your wild days without him, but you do owe him a clean vajayjay to come home to. Dear Lonnie, my boyfriend and I are in a very tumultuous relationship. When we were together, we would fight all the time. But as soon as we break up, we miss each other so much we get back together. My friends are getting sick of the drama and I can't blame them. What's wrong with me? Signed, need a ticket out of Crazy Town. Dear Crazy Town, I don't blame your friends for being mad either. They're probably tired of hearing you crying about your man one minute and seeing you make up with him the next. The question is, what's keeping you in this revolving door romance? I'm going to take a wild guess and say that your childhood was a little chaotic. Maybe there was a lot of yelling, fighting, and slamming doors, so the drama with your man feels familiar to you. But that doesn't mean it's good for you. When I was a little girl, my friend Denise would wait every Saturday for her dad to pick her up for a visit. Denise's apartment was on the first floor, and I would pass by her window on my way out with my babysitter, Miss Brooks, who was a Jehovah's Witness. Miss Brooks' idea of taking care of me was to have me go door to door with her, spreading the good news of the Lord. All morning, as we walked around the housing complex, getting doors slammed in our faces, I would keep my eye on Denise, sitting in the window, wearing her favorite dress with bows in her hair. For years, Denise held out hope that her father would appear. Sometimes he would show up for visits, sometimes he was late, and sometimes he wouldn't show up at all. By the time she reached high school, something in her snapped. I remember her saying to me, "I am too fly to be waiting on any man, even my father." When she got to college, Denise started dating Roger, a wide receiver for the school football team. One time, Roger was late to pick her up. After 20 minutes of waiting with no phone call, Denise put on her coat and left her dorm room. She said, "I told you, I don't wait on no man." Later that night, while Denise was in the library studying, she heard wheezing sounds coming from the study cubicle next to her. It was a boy named Joel having an asthma attack. That's when Denise decided to become a doctor. Now, Dr. Denise, Joel, and his inhaler are living happily ever after. Denise had a choice, either keep waiting on men the way she did with her father, or make a change and strive for something better, which is exactly what you should do. If you need some help, find a good therapist. Your friends might even help pay. Dear Lonnie, my boyfriend and I decided to take a break while we both went off to college. Now we are back together and planning to get married. The only problem is this. I can't stop thinking about the guy I dated while we were on our break. What should I do? Sign in a school days. Woo, girl. Dear school days. Right before my ex Clarence asked me to move in with him, I got extremely cold feet and started to wonder if maybe I would be better off with Kilroy, who was also trying to date me at the same time. As you can imagine, this happens to me constantly. Whenever I have to choose between men, I make a pros and cons list for the both of them and see how they compare. I suggest you do the same. Before you get married and spend all that money on a dress, a bad wedding band, and feeding a bunch of people who are making side bets at the buffet on whether the marriage will last, you need to know if you are simply having engagement jitters or if you still have feelings for the other guy. Now, once you make that list, everything you need to know will be right there in front of your eyes. One has a big wallet, the other has a big love rocket. Life is full of difficult choices. Lonnie Love selection process reveal. Clarence, pro, he loved me. The con, he smothered me. Kilroy, pro, he likes me. Kilroy, con, he likes a lot of women. Clarence, pro, is a hard worker. Clarence, con, goes on frequent business trips and comes home with glitter in his suitcase. Kilroy, pro, he was still in college. Con, he expects me to pay for college. Clarence, his pro was he had a car. The con against Clarence fights with me over the parking space. Kilroy, the pro, he has a bus pass. The con, I don't take the bus. Clarence, the pro, supports my goals. Clarence, the con, tries to manage my career. Kilroy, the pro, writes jokes for me. The con, the jokes are terrible. Clarence, the pro, has no kids. Clarence, the con, wants kids. I don't want them. Kilroy, the pro, has no kids. The con, acts like a kid. Clarence, the pro, likes to have sex. Clarence, the con, lasts about 5 minutes. Kilroy, the pro, likes to have sex. Kilroy, the con, lasts about 3 minutes. And when I say three, I mean three. The winner of this pros and cons was Clarence. Those extra 2 minutes in bed were important to me. Dear Lonnie, my boyfriend and I have reconnected after a year apart. I'm happy we're back together, but he's changed. He discovered yoga and has become a vegan. How can I get back the barbecue eating man I love? Signed, Tired of Eating Alone. Dear Tired, girl, I know just how you feel about meat. One time, my friend Ricky invited me to a vegetarian barbecue. I only went to see what he was putting on the grill. It was a waste of my time. He was cooking up some corn and tofu. Ricky said, tofu tastes like chicken. I told him, pork chops taste like chicken. And if you don't get me some meat, I'm going to put your ass on the grill. That was the last time I was invited to a veggie barbecue. Even though I'm against vegetarian barbecues, I have to give your man props for trying to take care of his health. That's a good thing. The healthier he is, the better the sex, girl. I understand you'd be mad if you reunited with your man and he said, guess what? I've had a change in my career plans. I'm a big-time drug dealer now. I'm going to be bagging my product on the kitchen table on Wednesday nights, so you're going to have to reschedule your book club. But your boyfriend hasn't become a criminal. He's trying to better himself. Instead of wishing he would go back in time, maybe you should grab a yoga mat and get to stretching. And from what I hear, perfecting your downward facing dog can improve your downward facing doggy style. Yeah, girl! You've changed. Now please change back. Lonnie Love's Guide to Leaving Well Enough Alone. Acceptable changes. He starts working out. Unacceptable changes, he compares you to his sexy workout partner. Acceptable changes, he starts going to church. unacceptable changes, he starts going to Bible study every night until midnight. Acceptable changes, he stops drinking. Unacceptable, he starts doing drugs. Acceptable changes, he stops doing drugs. Unacceptable changes, he starts drinking again. Acceptable changes, he starts taking a college course. Unacceptable changes, the course is the joy of nude painting. Acceptable changes, he starts working overtime. Unacceptable changes, he gets a job at Leroy's Massage Parlor and Chicken Shack, where you can release your stress while eating the best. Mm-mm. Dear Lonnie, when my boyfriend and I were breaking up, I complained to all my girlfriends about him. Now we're back together. Of course, my girlfriends still think of him as the jerk I described when we were breaking up. What can I do to get them to give him another chance? Signed, me and my big mouth. Dear Big Mouth, some women love hearing what's wrong with everybody else's guy. It makes them feel better about whatever is wrong with their man. And if they don't have a man, it makes them feel better about that. I'm guessing that to your friends, hearing you talk crap about your boyfriend feels like hearing good news. And what do people do when they hear good news? They tell everybody. I remember one time when I was mad at Roscoe, I told all my friends that he had a small penis. This is before I enacted my no talking about his tiny penis policy. My exact words were, Roscoe's dick is as small as a toothpick. I should dump his ass. Only we didn't break up. Instead, we made up the very next day. About a week later, Roscoe and I went over to my friend Carolyn's house for a barbecue. Carolyn had a few too many margaritas and started throwing toothpicks at Roscoe from across the room, laughing like a hyena and saying, "If the penis don't fit, you must have quit." That was the last time I ever complained about my man to my friends. Eventually, your friends may come around to give your man another chance. In the meantime, keep him as far away from your girls as possible. Years later, Caroline and I crack up every time we see a toothpick. Dear Lonnie, I made a horrible mistake. What's the best way to apologize to a man? Sign, full of remorse. Dear Remorse, I think apologies should fit the crime. So if your man is angry because you ate the last piece of pecan pie, then you should bake, or in my case, buy him another dessert. If you slept with his brother, you should offer him your sister. If you don't have a sister, a friend will do. My friend Emma once had to pull out all the stops to make the perfect apology. Emma is a very suspicious woman. Too suspicious, it turns out. She had been dating Raymond for 3 years, and even though he gave her no reason to worry, she was convinced he was cheating on her. One day, she decided to follow his car and watched as Raymond met an attractive woman on the stoop of a big house. Raymond and the woman walked inside, and Emma went crazy. She took her wooden-handled umbrella out of the backseat of her car, marched up to the house, and started smashing the windows like she was about to rob somebody. Hearing the sound of shattering glass, Raymond and his companion ran out of the house. The woman was hysterical, and it turns out she was also a real estate agent. Raymond had been there looking to buy the house before he asked Emma to marry him. To apologize, Emma paid the down payment on the house, repaired the windows, and paid for therapy for the real estate agent. Emma's apology worked because it was crime appropriate, and that's always more meaningful than a please forgive me blowjob. Although, if you really messed up, you might want to throw in a blowjob to sweeten the deal. Like my friend Lisa, the exotic dancer turned lawyer, always says, there's almost nothing a good blowjob won't fix. Dear Lonnie, I got drunk at my husband's family reunion and flirted with his brother. Oh, my goodness. It meant nothing, but the next day, my husband packed up his stuff and moved out. How do I get him to take me back? Signed, NMS. Dear NMS, see, this is the reason why I believe everyone should have a 2-drink limit at family reunions. Someone is always flirting with someone else's husband and causing a fight. But if your husband moved out, I'm guessing this isn't the first time you flirted with someone in front of him. If I were you, I would take this time to do some soul searching about your priorities. If you want to keep your marriage together, you're going to have to focus on your relationship and stop flirting with other men. That means No more going to the butcher shop dressed in hot pants and asking for a giant sausage. No more shopping in a hardware store, sucking on a lollipop and asking for a handyman to lay some pipe. And no more answering the door for the pizza delivery man dressed in a robe that just happens to fall open as you count out his tip. If you want your man, respect your man. If you want his brother, well, that's a different problem. I don't know why you're so mad. It's not like I hit your mother. I just tapped her. Lonnie Love's guide to things he will never get over. You sleep with another man. You sleep with a woman without him. You full body tackle him in touch football. They never get over that, girl. You tell him you like that new position he tried because your ex used to do it all the time. You put his original signed Joe Montana jersey in the washer and dryer because it smelled funny. You beat him at Call of Duty. You deadlift more weight than he does. I do that all the time. You tell him his mama smells like mothballs. Chapter 6, Cheating. Attention, women of the world. I know plenty of you lie awake at night, missing valuable beauty sleep, wondering if your man is dipping his tea bag in another woman's cup. Well, I'm here to let you know that not all men have wandering eyes or hands or penises. Faithful men, and there are plenty of them out there, behave differently than cheating men. The problem is, so many women have been trained to be on the lookout for cheaters that they don't know what to look for in a man who will keep his ass at home. Ladies, before you start hacking his emails and checking his pockets, save yourself some time by reviewing Lonnie Love's sign of a faithful man. First of all, observe the way your man uses the phone. Cheaters are sneaky, and their cell phones are the hub of their covert activities. This is where they weave their web of deceit, making illicit plans and scheduling clandestine rendezvous. That's why a cheater will always keep as much distance as possible between his woman and his phone. Have you ever had a man come flying out of the bathroom with his pants around his ankles because he hears his cell phone ringing? That guy's a cheater. In fact, any man who does a shoulder roll to keep you from answering his phone is not to be trusted. On the other hand, a man who gives you complete access to his cell has nothing to hide. If it rings, he asks you to answer because he's busy doing a crossword puzzle. That's your man. If he wants you to look through his contacts for Aunt Betty's number, you're all good. If he asks you to check his phone's calendar for the day the two of you first met and he marked the date with smiley face emoticons, you've got a keeper, or else you're dating a 13-year-old girl. If you're in a serious relationship, you should be able to answer your man's phone without his having a heart attack, even if it rings in the middle of the night. You also want to consider how secretive your man is about his computer use. Cheaters do all kinds of things they're not supposed to do online, like post profiles on dating websites or send naked pictures to cougars. That's why a cheater would clear his search history or close the laptop the minute you walk in the room. A faithful man's computer is like an open book for you to read anytime you like. Not only will he leave his Facebook page open, feel free to delete those unflattering pictures he took of you at his brother's wedding, he'll never clear his computer's browser history. Of course, this means you'll be able to check out all his searches, some of which may alarm you, like his and her Star Trek Halloween costumes, cutest pictures of kittens ever, or breakdancing for beginners. Your faithful man might even give you his computer password. If it's the anniversary of your first kiss, you have nothing to worry about. Faithful men are also very good about involving you in their lives. Whether you like it or not, you'll be invited to every family get-together, every work function, and every night out with his friends from college. Your faithful man will tell you all about the personal problems of his closest pals. Yes, men do gossip. And if he has female friends, they'll know who you are and call to tell you what to get him for his birthday. When you're out together, your faithful guy will introduce you as his girl, his girlfriend, his woman, his lady love, or if he's into sports, his MVP. Of course, this also means he's likely to grab your ass in public, kiss you in church, and fondle your breasts as grandmother's wake, because he's not getting it anywhere else. He's going to want it from you all the time. The thing faithful men are not very good at is mystery. But that's a good thing. A little mystery is great for summer flings or affairs with guys with foreign accents, but not for real relationships. A faithful man never leaves you wondering what he's up to, and he never makes you feel like he's keeping you a secret. He may not be as exciting as the guy you hooked up with behind the banquet hall during your high school reunion, but when it comes to a serious relationship, a faithful guy is a girl's best friend. I cheated on my husband, and it was the best sex I ever had. Do you think I could get the other guy to give my husband some pointers? Everything you need to know about his wandering eye, your lustful heart, and the things that really go down in the boom, boom room. Dear Lonnie, my boyfriend cheated on me. I want us to work things out, but I don't know if I can trust him. How can I make this relationship work? Sign, Concern. Dear Concern, I remember the time when my boyfriend William admitted he slept with Candy Bush, a dancer from the local gentlemen's club. I forgave him but couldn't let go of the thought of William having sex with someone else. I kept thinking, what does she have that I don't? I was so obsessed. I decided to surprise William with a stripper pole in the bedroom. I figured if sexy dancing is what he likes, I'd give it a try. I told William to call me Sweet Cheeks, strapped on some 5-inch lucite heels, grabbed the pole, and started doing the Tootsie Roll. Well, no one told me the pole had a weight limit. I tried to swing on it and ended up flying across the room and landing with a stiletto in my butt. When Sweet Cheeks became Bruised Cheeks, I realized no good was going to come from me trying to compete with William's one-night stand. If I was willing to take him back, I had to leave the past behind us. It's normal in a situation like this to have trouble trusting your man. Instead, focus on trusting your own intuition and have faith that if something is going on, you'll figure it out. As Mama Love always says, what's done in the dark will eventually come to the light, meaning sooner or later, a cheating man will get caught, especially if his woman is in touch with her intuition. In the meantime, if you want to give this relationship another try, you're going to have to do what I did with William and put your man's cheating behind you. Just leave a poll to the professionals, girl. Dear Lonnie, I'm dating a professional athlete. We met at a club. My girlfriends say I'm crazy because all athletes are cheaters. Is this true? Sign, Worry. Dear Worry, you should be worried. And not because your man is an athlete, but because he's a man. For a lot of men, cheating is a crime of opportunity, meaning in most cases, if you give a man the opportunity, sooner or later, he'll come home with glitter on his collar smelling like regret. Now, think about the life of an athlete. He's rich, famous, and on the road. Plus, the kind of women who flock to a sports star often aren't wearing panties. If you were to create the perfect opportunity to cheat, it would be the life of an athlete or a touring stand-up comic. Touring comics travel to different cities every week and perform for thousands of people. After a show, it's not unusual for a comic to come to the front of the club for a meet and greet with the audience. Girl, you would be surprised by how available the women make themselves, especially once they put back a few drinks. I've seen ladies of all ages and persuasion pull out a breast for a comic to sign, drop their pants to show off an ass tattoo, or slip a comic their cell number with an X-rated note promising all kind of sexual acts. And this is just what the fans do with me. Of course, some men never cheat. It's just not in their nature. For most men, staying faithful is a matter of mind over penis. You need to be on his mind so she can't get to his penis. How you do that? By making your connection as strong as possible. Spend quality time together. Make your relationship about more than just sex. Become best friends because men are less likely to cheat on their BFFs. But remember, if you're dating an athlete or a comic, he'll be facing plenty of temptation. And Mama Love always says, if your man likes cherry pie, do you really want him working the overnight shift at Wanda's all-night pie factory? Good luck, girl. Are you sure those panties in your glove compartment belong to your mother? Because she doesn't look like a woman who wears animal prints. Lonnie Love signs your man is cheating. Again. He comes home without his underwear and says he got robbed. He tells you he wants to be a good son, so he plans on visiting his mother every Saturday night until 3 in the morning. You tell him you have to go away for the weekend, and he starts packing your bag. He has a business trip coming up unexpectedly, but he works at Jiffy Lube. You ask him why he smells like Astroglide, and he says he got sprayed by a tester at the drugstore. They don't sell Astroglide like that. Dear Lonnie, my man flirts with women all the time. Waitresses, sales clerks, even our daughter's second grade teacher. He says it's harmless fun, but I'm not sure. What do you think? Sign, Wondering. Dear Wondering, sometimes what looks like innocent flirting is really a cover-up for something more serious. And let me tell you about my friend Holland. Holland had a husband we called Flirty Frank. He would peer over his sunglasses, which he even wore at night, slowly look a woman up and down, lingering on the area between her neck and her knees, and then say, "You have beautiful eyes." I found Frank's flirting a little suspect, but Holland would always have an explanation. I mean, this woman would say, "He likes attention. He's just being friendly." Or, "Open mouth kissing is part of his culture." One day, Holland called me very upset. Frank had gone over to lend their neighbor a hose to water her lawn. But when Holland went over to her garage, she discovered the hose coiled by the back door. Assuming Frank had forgotten it, she hoisted it over her shoulder and went over to the neighbor's house. To her surprise, she found Frank watering the neighbor's bush with his own damn hose. Holland finally had to admit that she had been making excuses for her husband and his affectionate ways. As a wife or girlfriend, you have a right to check your man's behavior. Yes, you do. So grab your red Sharpie and get to checking. If you can't find a marker, ask the second grade teacher to lend you hers. No, squeezing a neighbor's ass is not just another way of saying hello. Lonnie Love's Guide to Men's Behavior. Innocent flirting. Telling your mom she is still a spring chicken. Flirting that may lead to foreplay. Telling your mom she's a sexy chicken. Straight up sexual harassment. Telling your mom he wants to see her chicken. Innocent flirting. Telling your nanny he can't live without her. Flirting that might lead to foreplay. Telling your nanny he wants to live with her. Straight up sexual harassment. Telling your nanny if she becomes a living, he'll move you out. Innocent flirting. Tell a waitress she has a pretty smile. Flirting that might lead to foreplay, telling the waitress he would like to see more of her pretty smile. Straight up sexual harassment, telling the waitress he could do things that will wipe the smile right off her face. Ooh! Innocent flirting. Tell the music teacher she has a nice voice. Flirting that might lead to foreplay, telling the music teacher she's singing his tune. Straight up sexual harassment, he can make her hit high notes she never sung before. Dear Lonnie, I've been dating a married guy for some time. I know it's wrong, but he insists he's only staying in the marriage because his wife is emotionally unbalanced. Well, I just found out he's been having an affair with his assistant as well. I feel betrayed. I'm wondering if I should tell his wife. Signed, Hurt Mistress. Dear Hurt, so you want to call up his unbalanced wife to tell her your man is cheating on us? Get the fuck out of here. Seriously, what are you trying to accomplish? Revenge against your cheating man? All he has done is stay true to himself. This is how he gets down, and you should have known that from the cheating relationship he has with you. If he is the chronic cheater he appears to be, his wife probably already knows. If she doesn't know, it's not your job to tell her. It's the job of the wife's best friend, sister, or hairdresser, whom her husband's probably also banging. Cheaters cheat, and if you get with a cheater, sooner or later, he's going to cheat on you. Instead of telling his wife and causing her all sorts of stress, why don't you invest your energy in getting out of this relationship and finding a man who isn't already taken? Dear Lonnie, I've been dating a man for about a year who's now in a relationship with another woman. In the beginning, I didn't mind being the girl on the side. It was just casual sex. But lately, I've developed feelings. Should I stick around and hope he'll break up with his girlfriend, or should I get out now? Signed, want to be more than a side piece. Dear side piece, see, this is the very reason I don't recommend women getting into sexual relationships with men who are already involved. If you have casual sex, or what I like to call casualty sex, with another woman's man, sooner or later, someone will get hurt. Okay, so let's keep it real. It's unlikely that he's going to break up with his girlfriend and make you his one and only. But for argument's sake, let's say you're the exception and he dumps his girlfriend and the two of you become an item. Chances are he'll eventually find a new side piece and then you'll be the one getting cheated on. Why? Because you're dealing with the type of man I call the ringmaster. My cousin Dinky is a ringmaster. He's very handsome and charismatic and always has at least three relationships going on at once. His love life is a circus. One day, Dinky broke it down for me. He says his main woman, who he calls Wifey, is the one who has his heart. Dinky says the problem with Wifey is that her favorite sex position is missionary. She doesn't like playing video games and her baby toenail is missing. Of course, these aren't real problems. They're simply excuses Dinky gives to justify his circus. Dinky says his number two girl is there for backup. She does crazy aerobatics in bed and is really good at Xbox. Wifey and number two are a perfect set, says Dinky. I can't have one without the other. Then there's the out-of-town chick. When things get too stressful at home, Dinky runs away on business, or as I like to say, the clown around. Dinky is my cousin, but I don't agree with his lifestyle choices. I've had to listen to too many women calling me in tears complaining about being part of Dinky's sideshow. It sounds to me like the man whom you are patiently waiting for is not boyfriend material. He is heartbreak material, just like Dinky. Don't let yourself be part of this man's circus, girl. You deserve to be a star. Now make like Meryl Streep and get to shining. It's okay if I spend Christmas, my birthday, and our anniversary alone. I already had plans to watch Lifetime and weep into a gallon tub of Ben and Jerry's anyway. Lonnie Love's top five reasons not to be the girl on the side. You'll never be able to change your Facebook status from "it's complicated." You'll have to give an Oscar-worthy performance when he introduces you to his wife. You may have to hear the words, "You're getting an abortion, right?" The only relative he will introduce you to is his weird cousin, J-Dog, who lives in an abandoned shed. In public, he'll introduce you as his cousin, J-Dog's special friend. You don't want that, girl. Dear Lonnie, sometimes my husband goes out with the guys. He's always told me that they're having a few beers at a sports bar. Recently, his best friend let it slip that my husband is a frequent client of the Boom Boom Room at the back of a seedy strip club. My husband says I have nothing to worry about and that he's not doing anything wrong. What do you think? Sign, keep your hands off my husband. Dear Hands, first of all, if your husband tells you nothing is going on in the Boom Boom Room, he's lying. My cousin Dinky is a big fan of Boom Boom Rooms. He says the rubbing and tugging that goes on in the back of a strip club will make any wife's head explode. That's why they call it Boom Freaking Boom. But if you ask me, having Candy Bush rub on your man is only part of the problem. The bigger issue is that your man isn't telling you the truth about how he spends his time. What else might he be lying to you about? Maybe all those times he told you that you look great in a dress, he really thought you looked like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Or maybe he tells you he trusts your advice, when really he gets his guidance from a magic eight ball. Or maybe when he told you he got a promotion to manager, he actually meant a demotion, and now he's working in the mailroom insisting everyone call him boss. Sometimes when the truth comes to light, it's the universe's way of telling you to take a closer look at what's really going on. Honey, your man has been deceiving you. My boo, Dr. Drew, will be proud of what I'm about to say next. Take this opportunity to seek some counseling for yourself and your husband so he can stop lying and you can regain the trust. Dear Lonnie, my friend posted an Instagram picture of herself with her new man enjoying a romantic weekend in Paris. Oh, that's nice. Problem is, her new man is the same man my other good friend just started dating. These women don't know about each other, but I am friends with both of them. What should I do? Signed, Stuck in the Middle. Dear Stuck, men are so sloppy. You'd think Loverboy would have had enough sense to cover his damn face when he was being photographed while on a romantic excursion, but he didn't. And now here you are, knowing way too much about his weekend activities. If these women were only casual friends of yours, I might tell you to keep your mouth shut and let the stilettos fall where they may. But since these are your real friends, you have a duty to pass on the information that can save both of them a lot of wasted time. I remember once being in a similar situation with my friend Dawn. Dawn was my best friend at college. One night, she and I were on a double date with our boyfriends, Chaney and Roland. During dinner, my boyfriend, Chaney, left early announcing he had to go to work. Well, it turns out that Chaney had told Roland that he had another date later that night. He was double dipping. And on me, girl. Roland told Dawn, and Dawn, not wanting to stir things up, chose not to tell me. Later, she defended her actions, saying, "I knew you would find out sooner or later." She was right. Eventually, I did find out, but not before I had spent months dating a man who wasn't worth my time. I told Dawn that she had let me down as a friend, and she did. This is a woman I would have shared my last piece of bacon with, and she didn't even see fit to share this vital information. Best friends don't let best friends date idiots. Dawn should have told me about the date so I could stalk Chaney, see this other girl had nothing on me, and walk away with my pride intact. This is the American way. My friend was a traitor. Dear Lonnie, I went away on vacation and cheated on my husband with this totally sexy man I met on the beach. All right, now, girl. It was the best sex I ever had. Do I need to confess? Signed, Sexy on the Beach. Dear Sexy, sounds like someone had too many Mai Tais. Now, I'm not a big fan of cheating. I believe if you really love your partner, you owe it to that person not to do things that can break his or her heart. Still, I know sometimes people get carried away, especially on vacation. You might meet a beautiful man who looks just like your husband did 20 years ago and 50 pounds ago. You might accidentally get drunk and your bathing suit might accidentally fall off. Next thing you know, the two of you are accidentally having sex. Shit happens. But if you're going to cheat, against my recommendation, okay, it's important you do as little damage as possible. Don't bring home any diseases, make any new babies, or get involved with a crazy person who thinks the two of you are in love. As long as you use protection, a one-night stand in a foreign country with a man who doesn't know where you live is the least risky cheating there is. Once it's over, it's over. There's no messy aftermath, and you can walk away with only your memories. As far as confessing goes, who's going to benefit from your spilling the beans? I think sometimes people tell themselves they're confessing to be honest, when really it's because they can't live with the guilt. But guilt is the price you're going to have to pay for your fun in the sun. If you tell your man some dude on the beach turned you into a sexual dynamo, it's only going to break his heart. My advice? Keep your mouth shut. Keep it damn shut. And if you're feeling really guilty, make it up to your man by showing him an extra good time in bed. Just make sure that in the heat of passion, you don't give yourself away by screaming, "I learned this position on vacation." If you're going to cheat, you have to follow the rules. Lonnie Love's tips for a cheating heart. Don't cuddle after sex. It only encourages intimacy. But do let him rub your feet. Keep your cell phone under the pillow, next to your gun. Always use a condom, and if it seems like a real player, a full-body hazmat suit. Never use your real name. Instead, introduce yourself as Sexy Susie from Scandinavia. That way, if he ever tries to Google you, he'll get distracted by a porn site about Nordic women. Don't brag to your friends about your sexcapades. Each one of them should be considered a potential security leak. If you need to share the details, give yourself a pseudonym, write a book called 11 Shades of Orange, and become a best-selling author of erotic fiction. Sit back and ask yourself, what would happen if I get caught? If you're not willing to live with the consequences, don't cheat at all. Dear Lonnie, my boyfriend has suddenly started doing all kinds of new things in bed. Oh, girl! Some of them are kind of kinky. Do you think he's cheating and learning all these moves from other women? I have a feeling something's going on. Sign, Suspicious. Dear Suspicious, hell yeah, he might be cheating. Or he could be watching a lot of porn. Or he might be reading sex manuals. The point is, there are a lot of different reasons a man might suddenly step it up in a bedroom. But if you feel he's cheating, you need to investigate. Ask him what's up with the moves. If he gives you a story that sounds suspicious, like, these new positions came to me in a dream, look him square in the eye and ask if he's cheating. If he says no and you still don't believe him, do some detective work. In the days of HIV, it is a woman's right to do whatever is necessary to learn the true sexual habits of her partner. Check his pockets, his phone bill, and his drawers for evidence like condom wrappers, phone numbers, love notes, and ladies' panties. But you should be prepared for what you may find. When my friend Alice started dating her new boyfriend, Jason, she thought it would be a good idea to do what she calls a background check, which is basically her snooping through his things while he's taking a shower. One night, when Jason was cleaning up after getting home from the gym, Alice jumped on his computer to search his browsing history. She was shocked to find Jason was spending a lot of time researching furries. Furries are people who get turned on by dressing up like a big furry stuffed animal. Alice told me this over lunch one day. She said, "This explains the panda bear suit for my birthday." I tried to console Alice, but I couldn't stop picturing Jason dressed as a big-ass koala bear with a heart on. Sex is full of mystery. People get turned on by all kinds of things. Your man might be learning new moves because he's cheating, or he might finally be comfortable enough with you to let his true freaky self shine through. Either way, you need to know the truth, so ask him. I snooped on my man and found a jar of spicy pickles and a pair of handcuffs in his underwear drawer. Lonnie Love's Guide to the Downside of Snooping. What you looking for? Nude pictures. What you might find? Pictures of kids you didn't know he had. What you looking for? Love notes. What you may find? Divorce papers addressed to you. What you're looking for? Sexy emails. What you might find instead? Emails from his parole officer. What you're looking for? Voicemails from other women. What you might find instead? Voicemails from the STD clinic telling him to come in as soon as possible. What you're looking for? Lipstick stains on his clothes. What you might find instead? Ladies' clothes in his size. What you're looking for? Dirty text messages from Janet. What you might find instead? Dirty text messages from Jake. Dear Lonnie, my husband cheated on me with one of my neighbors. I've decided to forgive him, but I'm still angry with our neighbor. Since I found out, I've been leaving dog poop on her front stoop and hiding in the bushes to watch her step in when she rushes out the door to go to work. I know it's childish, but I can't stop. I am so angry. What should I do? Signed, full of rage. Dear Rage, you know what I think? I honestly think you're still angry at your husband who betrayed you, but it's difficult to be angry at someone you live with, so instead you're projecting all your rage on your neighbor. All my life, I've been helping my girlfriends solve their relationship problems. I can't tell you how many times I've seen women fall into this pattern. I call it blame it on the one you don't live with syndrome. Don't get me wrong. Your neighbor broke the code. You're not supposed to sleep with another woman's man. But your husband is wrong, too. In fact, what he did was worse. He cheated with a neighbor, and now you can't even go to the annual block party without wondering if everyone knows. My friend Rosemary was really upset when she found out her hubby of 12 years had an affair with a woman he met at a conference. Her husband apologized profusely, and she took him back quicker than you could cook bacon in a microwave. Rosemary reconciled with him for the sake of her children, but she couldn't stop thinking about the other woman. She found out her name, Googled her, checked her Facebook updates, and eventually started calling her at the office. The woman finally called the cops and reported Rosemary as a stalker. That was Rosemary's wake-up call. She started seeing a therapist and realized that her obsession was really just her way of dealing with the anger she had toward her husband. Once Rosemary was finally able to tell her husband how she felt, she stopped worrying about the other woman and started focusing on her court-mandated 500 hours of community service. Dear Lonnie, for the past few months, my husband has been very distant. I know it's wrong, but one night I went on his computer and snooped through his emails. Girl, sometimes it's not wrong. It turns out my husband has been in touch with a girl he used to know in high school. There's nothing sexual about the emails, but the two of them are obviously very close. I'm so confused. What should I do? Signed, Lonely in My Own Home. Dear Lonely, your husband is having what experts like my boo Dr. Drew call an emotional affair. He is involved in an intimate relationship with another woman, and you have every right to feel confused. One time I was dating a man named Denzel. Yep, girl, I found me a man named Denzel. One of the things that made Denzel so perfect for me is that we both shared a love of going out for dinner and trying new cuisines. At night, Denzel and I would lie in bed and talk about an idea we called Around the World One Menu at a Time. Our plan was to go on a world tour by eating at exotic restaurants right there in our city. One night, I was over at Denzel's apartment when he went out for some wine, leaving me alone in his living room. I was minding my business when I just happened to open a drawer because I was looking for a pen. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. While digging around, I found a stack of menus from some of the best restaurants in the city. There were Thai, Indian, and Hungarian menus. He even had one from a raw food, macrobiotic, vegetarian spot, which I assumed Denzel had included as some kind of joke, because I don't eat no damn vegetarian. Anyway, I was so touched that Denzel was going to all this trouble to start planning a whirlwind culinary tour. I went home the next day with a big smile on my face. A few days went by without Denzel's mentioning our tour. The days turned to weeks, and still no mention of our eating out. In fact, just the opposite. Whenever I suggested we go out for dinner, Denzel would say he didn't feel like it and suggest that we just chill at home. I couldn't tell you how many nights we ended up sitting in front of the TV eating Hot Pockets. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore. I said, Denzel, the other day I came across a stack of fancy menus. When are we going on our world tour? Denzel got a strange look on his face. Finally, he broke down and told me the truth. A woman he worked with has started a food blog, and the two of them have been going out every lunch hour for lavish meals, which she paid for. What the hell? All these restaurants I was looking forward to eating at, Denzel was experiencing with another woman? I was hurt, angry, and hungry. After treating myself to a continental breakfast, an English high tea, and a Spanish siesta, I broke it off with Denzel. One, for eating behind my back, and two, for being a cheapskate and using his friend to eat for free. The fact is, it's never okay for a man to have a close friendship with a woman that involves secrets and lies. So you have two options. You can lay your cards on the table and tell your man you snooped, and the two of you can get to work rebuilding your relationship. Or you can keep the snooping to yourself while you focus on developing a deeper bond with your husband. Set aside time for the two of you to be alone, with no kids, no cell phone, and no TV to distract you. Ask him how he's feeling about his work, your family, the marriage. Share your feelings too. Obviously, an emotional connection is what he wants. With a little effort, you can make it happen. I said, let's talk about our feelings, not let's fill each other up. Lonnie Love's five best ways to connect with your man without having sex. Go to an all-you-can-eat buffet and see who taps out first. I usually don't tap out first. Think of fun questions to get to know each other better, such as, do you have any children I don't know about? Curl up in your pajamas and watch an hour of Lifetime and an hour of ESPN, and then spend the rest of the night explaining what was so damn important about the show you just made the other person watch. Take him to Armani to try on suits and tell him how handsome he looks, then go to Men's Warehouse and buy him a knockoff. Make homemade sushi and eat it off of each other. If your man doesn't like sushi, you can just lay some cold cuts on your back, hand him a jar of mustard, and let him go to town. Yeah! Chapter 7, Friends and Family. A lot of my friends swear by the rule, you can predict how well a man will treat you by looking at how he treats his mother. I think you can get an even better idea of how he will treat you if you look at his relationships with his whole family, including the dog. Believe me, if he comes home and his dog runs into the other room, there's definitely something wrong with your man. There are two kinds of men you need to look out for. The first is the guy who has no relationship with his family at all. Now, I'm not talking about the man who lost his parents in a tragic car accident. I'm talking about the guy who has deep and unresolved issues with his parents that have left him so bitter that he refuses to have anything to do with them. This is the guy who's still pissed that his parents didn't support his dream of becoming a glass blower or wouldn't let him move back into their house and set up a pizza oven in the basement or abandoned him when they retired to Florida the year he turned 37. You don't want to get into a relationship with a guy who's been giving his parents the silent treatment since college, because that would be like dating a teenager trapped in a grown man's body. I prefer a grown man trapped in the body of a 21-year-old running back for the New England Patriots. Yay! Shout out! A man who thinks an appropriate response to conflict is feeling sorry for himself is not a man capable of having an adult relationship. He'd be better off a sad-faced rodeo clown at the county fair. You also need to be very careful about getting involved with a man who's too close to his family. Specifically, you should avoid any man who's a little prince in a family full of females. This man can do no wrong in the eyes of his mother, sisters, aunts, and cousins, and seeks their advice every time he has a problem. This guy will also have an annoying habit of working his mother's, sister's, or cousin's expert opinion into the conversation, as though he's quoting Oprah. Just imagine, you're trying to talk to your man about his life goals, and he pipes up with, "Well, my sister says lying on the sofa eating Cheetos is part of my creative process." You also want to stay away from a guy who always takes the side of his family members over you during an argument. This is the same guy who'll expect you to lend him bail money to get his little brother out of jail, or invite his out-of-town cousins to stay at your house like you're running a Holiday Inn. It's fine for a man to look out for his relatives, but in a serious relationship, you should come first. Of course, I'm not saying he needs to automatically take your side in an argument either. A smart man knows that when women start to bicker, his job is to quietly step into the other room and only intervene if he hears breaking glass or someone asking where he keeps his handgun. Now, sometimes the problem isn't how the man treats his relatives, it's how his relatives treat you. A classic scenario is the mother who's still in love with her son's ex. This woman will have a family get together and invite her son and his ex, but not you. Remember, his mother may be old and set in her ways. She and your man's ex may have had a beautiful relationship, and his mother might not have wanted it to end. Give her a few months to adjust. But if you ever catch her watching you as you wipe down the kitchen counter, shaking her head sadly and saying, "Marcia never did it that way," you're in trouble. This roughly translates into, "Get out of my son's life, you tramp. I want Marcia back." In that case, you only have one option. Smile sweetly and tell his mother the next time your man's crazy cousins come to visit, they can stay in Marcia's place. Is your uncle having a seizure? Because he told me he's grabbing my ass to keep from falling. Everything you need to know about his doting mother, his gossiping friends, and his uncle with the wandering hands. Dear Lonnie, my man is smart and ambitious, but his friends, who he's known since high school, are a bunch of immature slackers who only want to drink beer and play video games. My boyfriend turns into an idiot when he is with them. How do I get my man to break up with his friends? Sign, love the man, hate his crew. Dear crew, girl, there are certain things in the world that will remain a mystery. UFOs, the Egyptian pyramids, and a man's choice of friends. When you might not like them, your boyfriend's friends are guys he has history with. Whatever you do, you can't ask him to choose between you and his crew. That would be like asking him to choose between an ice-cold beer and a crispy Hot Pocket. It's a choice no man should have to make. Instead of trying to get him to quit his friends, why don't you designate certain nights? Say every other Friday as fun with friends nights. On those evenings, your man gets to spend time with his knucklehead friends while you do something fun for you. Start a book club, or if you like the women in my family, start a drinking club. Invite your girls over, and each of you take a turn making a different cocktail. Stay away from that 100-proof rum. It took me 2 days to clean up after Mama Love invited her friends over for Bible study. My idea of an awesome night does not include your best friend falling asleep naked on our front lawn. Lonnie Love's guide to his friend's unacceptable behavior. Acceptable. Gets drunk and passes out at your place. Unacceptable, gets drunk and makes a pass at you. Acceptable, host a weekly poker night. Unacceptable, host a weekly strip poker night. Acceptable, invites you and your man on a double date. Not acceptable, invites you and your man to switch dates. Acceptable, watches the game at your house. Unacceptable, watches every game at your house. Acceptable, plays touch football at the family barbecue. Not acceptable, scratches his balls at the family barbecue. Mm-mm. Dear Lonnie, my boyfriend lives in his mother's basement. Once in a while, I spend the night. The last time I was over there, we had a few drinks and things got a little crazy. Just as I was hanging upside down off the edge of the bed, I opened my eyes and saw my boyfriend's mother standing at the door with a basket of his folded laundry. I am mortified. How can I ever show my face in that house again? Sign, caught in the act. Dear Caught, ooh girl, these are tough times and I know a lot of grown men have had to move back in with their mamas. But while you're worried about his mama catching you getting your freak on, you should be worried about why a grown man has his mama doing his laundry. After what I've been through, my vajayjay immediately dries up when I hear about a man who can't take care of himself. My ex Max was a 40-year-old advertising executive who owned his own home, and yet his mama pampered him like he was a little boy. One day I went over to Max's place and there was his mother in an apron waxing his car. I am not kidding, girl. When she finished, she cooked him dinner, washed and ironed his clothes, did his taxes, gave him a shave and clipped his toenails. Max is so used to his mother taking care of him, he assumed he would always be waited on hand and foot by a woman. As you can imagine, that did not sit well with the girl. I'm out every night taking care of my career. I'm not about to come home and take care of a grown-ass man. I think the division of household labor should be 50-50. He can moisturize my exquisite knees, and I'll make dinner. And by make dinner, I mean order Chinese takeout. I knew the minute Max asked me when his laundry would be washed and ironed that we would never last as a couple. Trust me, when I tell you a grown man who lives in his mama's basement and doesn't do his own laundry is not a keeper. The problem is, some women are so desperate for a relationship, they'll make all kind of excuses, like, he's self-employed, or they're a very tight-knit family, or he's going to put that rent money he's saving towards a diamond ring. Girl, get real. Max and I were finished, but before I had a chance to dump him, his mother showed up at my door saying she'd come over to break up with me. It took everything I had not to tell her to kiss me where the sun don't shine. I respect my elders, so I had Mama Love tell her off instead. Dear Lonnie, I'm dating a great guy, but his 13-year-old daughter hates me. How can I win her over? Signed, not the evil stepmother. Dear stepmother, honey, don't you know 13-year-old girls don't like anything? When I was 13, I didn't like boys, green beans, wet grass, Madonna's holiday music video, white bread, wheat bread, sourdough bread, red socks, pickles, and my entire 8th grade class. And as you can see, I turned out perfectly fine. In addition to being moody, this young lady may also be feeling some jealousy. Until you came along, she might have been the apple of her daddy's eye. Now, Daddy is eyeing something even juicier. It's only natural for his little princess to feel threatened. She's just protecting her territory. Or maybe she's still fantasizing that her parents are going to get back together. In her mind, you might be the only thing standing in their way. My advice to you is to spend some time trying to get to know this child. Is she a girly girl? A tomboy? A skater chick? A drama geek? Find out what she likes, and don't be shy about trying to buy her affection. A trip to the nail salon, a new outfit, or tickets to a show can go a long way in helping smooth over the rough edges in your relationship. When I was growing up, my mom dated a man named Mr. Gregg. At first, I didn't like Mr. Gregg because I enjoyed having mom to myself. Plus, he wore too much midnight velveteen cologne. You could smell Mr. Gregg coming and going. But Mr. Gregg turned out to be a real gentleman. Whenever he took my mother out, he always take me along. We went to the movies, restaurants, the park. Mr. Gregg treated me like I was important, and that made a big impression on me. As long as you're consistent, you're patient, and you don't push too hard, your boyfriend's daughter will eventually come around. If not, it's only 5 years until you can call her a bratty little bitch to her face. Good luck. Let's go buy a puppy. Lonnie loves key phrases for winning over his kids. You know what this breakfast needs? More candy. I agree. Your dad is a poopy head. No school today. You have a hangnail. You need to rest. Your teacher's an idiot. Your paper comparing Lil Wayne to Mahatma Gandhi is genius. I found your father's credit card. Let's go to the mall. You need a bigger allowance. Your father's out of town this weekend. Why don't you invite the entire senior class over for a little get-together? Hey! Dear Lonnie, I'm a single mother, and I'm very careful not to bring men around my 6-year-old son.